show, we go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News. Pleasure to welcome Ellen Ratner right out of the gate with us. Ellen, it's all about Osama bin Laden's death, and you guys are smothering this in the White House, the CIA, Defense Department. You're all over.
It's hard to escape. What we tried to do this morning, but were unsuccessful, is to try and get them to tell us how many people were in the house, how many people were killed, how many people left, were left. And they will not say how they keep referring, the CIA refers you to the, it's just musical chairs, and it's clear they don't want to talk about it. Now, why that's classified information at this point, I have no idea.
Do you think that eventually, because everybody keeps pounding this, we're going to start to get some of those details in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. Well, in fact, actually already, even tonight, some details are coming out about the people that lived in the house and how many people they thought lived there and where their kids were and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because what they're saying is that Osama bin Laden, I get them so confused because I'm talking about Obama and looking at his quotes and then, anyway, talking about Osama. But it is clear what happened is that his wife sort of lunged at the scene door or tried to go after our military people. And so, and then he put up a fight, but they said that he was not armed. However, many people in the house were armed, and there was a firefight. One woman was killed on the first floor, not a relation to Osama, Osama bin Laden, not at all. But that Osama's wife was shot in the leg, and she was taken to the hospital.
Okay, so now we know that. What about the photograph? Everybody wants to know, what about the photograph? When are we going to see this? What do you know?
Well, we do know that Leon Panetta, director of the CIA, soon to be defense secretary, that Leon Panetta was said tonight to Brian Williams that it was a matter of time before the photograph was released. There is a lot of debate about it, obviously because of sensitivity. Look, they killed Van Gogh's, grandnephew or whatever he was, because of this cartoon. And clearly there are huge sensibilities about this. So I think that's a major problem that they're going to have if they release the photograph. On the other hand, they obviously feel compelled to do it. I wish they didn't, but they do.
Yeah, this is really what everybody's talking about. Forget the whole deficit thing. I mean, there's other things going on at the Capitol, but most of the focus seems to be bin Laden, right?
That's right. There is obviously the budget and the vice president, while the president's in New York, the vice president will be convening a budget meeting at the Blair House across the street. They say they have agreed pretty much on the numbers, which is $4 trillion over a course of 10 to 12 years. But, of course, the devil is in the details. So do they cut it from defense or do they cut it from Medicare? And that's where the fight is going to be.
All right. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard a lot of that conversation. We were going back and forth. She mentioned about the photograph, and Ellen said she wished they wouldn't release the photograph. I think they should release the photograph. I kind of wrestled with this the more I thought about whether or not we should see the so-called proof of the death of Osama bin Laden, that whole elusive closure thing that we've been talking about. And I'm going to say, I think that the photograph should be circulated. What's the difference anyway? I don't see how it would incite violence, because already whatever's been incited to happen, I think, would happen. People that are looking to bin Laden as a hero, as a martyr, as the leader of Al-Qaeda, and his death needs to have some retribution attached to it, are going to think that way anyway, I believe. Now, if you were talking about some horrific video, almost like, let's say this were the Saddam Hussein kind of video, maybe that would be a little bit different. Maybe that would be more insightful. But the photograph of just bin Laden, I don't see how that would do that. And I think the photograph should be released. What do you think? Should this photograph be buried? Will it actually do more harm than good, if you can really talk about it that way. I say, yeah, I think it needs to be released. Now, you might disagree, or you might think that I'm right on the money with this one. Either way, shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. Simply the question is, should that photograph, which they have, should that photograph be released? Now, Leon Panetta has said that he expects to do that. He expects to release the pictures. There were a lot of people calling this show, chatting this show, and sending messages that, oh, the Bin Laden photo has been circulated. In fact, a friend of mine who didn't know any better sent me a link to it, and I knew immediately, no, this is a fake. I don't care what this person is saying. This is like Photoshop 101. This is not the real photo. And if the real photo had been released, of course, much more would have been made of that photograph. Now the question is, the CIA director is saying, look, we're going to release the photograph. We're going to do it. And here's what's also interesting, and we're going to talk about that, not just the photograph, but we're going to talk about the fact that waterboarding, that interrogation-type technique, the enhanced technique, helped lead to Bin Laden. How often have we heard people criticize the whole idea of waterboarding, saying it's unnecessary, doesn't lead to anything, that's not the way you question somebody, and now it has directly led to Bin Laden's compound, the whereabouts, and ultimately his death. Does that change your thoughts on waterboarding if you thought it was too horrific for terrorists who were beheading people, that it was too inhumane and made the U.S. look like a bunch of thugs? Let me set the menu for you for the rest of this hour. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, another sports shorts as we are thick into the NBA playoffs. Do you know that the NBA initially started with 17 teams, and unlike a lot of other leagues where it's all about expansion immediately, they actually contracted and then expanded once again. Some people think that they've expanded too much. Some think not enough. The NBA has become a league with some international cachet. Anyway, that's the focus of sports shorts at the tail end of the hour. Coming up around the bend, we talk a lot about business and entrepreneurs in a time where so many people are turning in that direction because they can't find jobs. There's the necessity of it. Well, often we're talking about people that are middle-aged. This time, we're going to have a conversation with a 24-year-old who had an idea and pursued it, did the research, pursued, actually used social media to help get the buzz, to get the funding, and that funding came through. The product was actually developed. That's coming up next here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In today's edition of It's Your Business, we're going to introduce you to 24-year-old Sherry Garcia, who had an idea about floating and tanning, and it's led to a company called Luminous Envy, and you can get an even tan with this sucker, and you can float at the same time. I like her moxie by listening to the story. Sherry, thanks for popping on ATN. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
So let's wind the clock back. I'm great now that I've heard about your float, because now I can get that even tan. I'm the person who has the farmer's tan, I swear. So I imagine you saw this problem, because it's everywhere. Whether people are golfing, playing tennis, or they're just trying to lay out and get tan, a lot of people will have that uneven tan. Is that what made you think about this? What was it that led to the idea?
You know, to be honest with you, that wasn't actually the idea. The idea was, why do I have to slap on tanning lotion every second I go out inside the sun to get an accelerated tan? That was the problem. I was like, you know what? I don't want to carry suntan lotion out with me every time I go out to the beach or to the pool. I would rather just lay out without greasy or smelly lotion on.
Boy, that I think would solve a lot of problems, too, for a lot of people. So you have this idea, and it's tough to get the front money, I'm sure. What did you find when you started to do the research to try to develop this product?
Oh, man. So, yeah, it was really tough, especially being 24 years old. You know, it all started out 3 years ago. I had drawings. I drew it all out, and people either laughed at me or they didn't have any type of high hopes in it. Obviously, it's pencil drawings. But I found a lady named Lynn Malkoff in Dallas, Texas, and she's Lynn Malkoff Promotions. And she said, you know what, I'm from South Africa, I love the tan, and this product would be amazing. Let's just get it made in China, because that's what she does for a living. She has factories and she makes things. And she said, let's see how it works. And so I took it out to Puerto Rico, and it worked amazing. and I came back, and I had no problem getting upfront money. That, and when I came back and said it worked, and look at my tan, nobody had any problems in giving me the upfront money.
So that's what you were the proof that it worked. I mean, you would walk in someplace and say, "Look at me. This is what happened. I went to Puerto Rico, and here's what it does." And they said, "Okay, bingo."
You know what? I didn't even have to ask. People asked me. So because of Facebook and Twitter, that's my saving grace. Facebook and Twitter made the word get out, and it made people contact me.
So you put that on your Facebook page and on your Twitter page, what you were trying to do and what had happened, and that's how the contacts flew in?
From the second I even thought of my idea, I posted it. To be honest with you, I got a provisional patent from the beginning, which only last year, and then I proceeded to get the utility patent, which lasts 20 years. But from the second I got my provisional patent, I posted it on Facebook, and it was the virtual prototype, which means just graphic design, and it was made that way.
Wow.
So people said, "This is an amazing idea. I can't believe it. This is going to be great." And once I finally got it made, I took it out, like I said, to Puerto Rico, and I came back, and family members, before I even had to ask for investors, family members contacted me. So, investors also contacted me, but family members were the ones that I went to first.
And the reaction, what's been the reaction now that it's out there? What's the reaction from people?
Everything's amazing. Every day I post new tanning lines from girls that are using it. You know, they're my friends and they're people around me because, to be honest with you, they're still being built in China as we speak right now. People can go online and pre-order them because they come in June. But I have a few at my house, so my friends and people that know me from Facebook can contact me, and they can ask to use it, and I'll let them. And they'll let me know their results, and they'll post it on Facebook, and the feedback and the reaction has been amazing.
So people are starting to order this. They're starting to get what you're doing, right?
Oh, yeah. I get orders every day.
Wow.
How exciting
is it for you to have all these pre-orders and everything happening, and plus to get your product done and to have the patent? You're only 24 years old, but this has to be an exciting time for you.
You know, to be honest with you, my main goal is not to come out with an invention and not to have a patent. My main goal is to be a motivational speaker and to tell people that they can do anything that they want to do. And I feel like in order to be able to do that, you do have to have money to travel the world and to write books and to, you know, speak to people and tell them, you know, they can do this or they can do that. And so to me, it means a lot. It means a lot that I can be able, every time I sell a float, to me, it means I can inspire somebody else. And I know that sounds corny, but that is the ultimate truth. And what I'm trying to do right now.
Well, I think you're setting the world on fire. It sounds like it already. Sherry Garcia, Luminous Envy. Check it out. What a terrific idea. And we wish you the best. Thanks for telling us your story here on America Tonight.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and this is a segment that we do every couple of weeks. And it's your business. And there are a lot of people out there I know with ideas. People have gone through the patent process. It's interesting to hear her talk about that. Get a patent, put it out there, start to create that buzz, and next thing you know, somebody funds the development of her idea and she's off to the races. I think that's terrific. Speaking of business, it's been interesting on the stock market to watch what's happened lately. I think we're seeing that things are settling in. You know, as far as some of the stocks that were really soaring, I'll give you an example. Panera was a stock that had gone up ridiculous amounts in the last couple of months, and now that's coming back down to earth. And, of course, we watch the other markets like the stocks in Asia. The Asian shares fell and the U.S. dollar rose on Wednesday because, remember, the time difference. So you've got falling commodity prices that are starting to scare investors and cause a pullback in what they call risk-taking. And when we say commodities, you know, what are we talking about? Especially silver. Silver is crashing back down to earth. Now, I say crashing back down. There are people who have made a lot of money with silver. It's all about knowing when to pull out. So a 14% plunge in silver prices and really lower than forecast manufacturing growth in China, the reading anyway, is that bad news is what holds things back. So in other words, it gets negative. You see those negative numbers like the S&P 500. It closed pretty low for a second straight day into the week on Monday and Tuesday after it had hit a three-year high. So there's some fears there that corporate earnings are not going to live up to the expectations. Isn't it crazy? I mean, that's what the stock market is. It's all about the speculating. And it's all about the news. If the news is good, then a lot of the stocks rise. If the news is awful in some way, whether it's the dollar dipping, investor fears, or unemployment numbers, let's say, the big crashes that we've seen, when I say big crashes along the way, because of the housing market, 2008, in the fall of 2008, that was an ugly, ugly time, and that was because it was the big bailouts. So there were a lot of negative things that were being said that were tanking the stock market. Unfortunately, for most people, and we had Robert Kiyosaki on the show last week, who said, you know, it's an unfair advantage, that was the name of his book, and he said that the stock market is the wrong way to go, that really you need to invest in oil and you need to invest in properties. And somebody wrote me a note and said, that's great. Will he lend me the money to do that? Because nobody's going to give me a loan right now to use that money to buy the things that he's talking about. So touche. And that's what happens. The 401ks, most people are relying on them. So you have to care about what's happening on the stock market, because whatever your basket of stocks are could be driven into the ground as you see things, you know, start to tank. Coming up, we're doing our Hollywood thing. As you know, on our Thursday/Friday morning shows, we do that cheap movie review and tell you about the movies that are coming out. It's always fun to have our weekly chat with Stephen Shohat, Mr. Hollywood, about some of the past history in Hollywood, like the Chinese theater, Grauman's Theater. Have you ever gone there? Changing hands. I wonder if that changes what you get from the theater. Stay with us. We'll find out next.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-5503. 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
With Stephen Shohet, the man who is Mr. Hollywood, Hollywood stories, and you know, there's always so much going on in the left coast. I mentioned the Chinese theater and how many people who have been to the Chinese theater and looked for certain stars to see their handprints. And I mean, I would love to know the totals of how many tourists have actually gone through there. I mean, I can say I've done it probably about six or seven times in the times that I've been to California. And it is one of those things I think you need to go and see. So without further ado, I believe he is in our green room. Let's usher in Stephen Shohet, the man behind Hollywood Stories. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
So what's the scoop on the Chinese theater? It's been sold? It's changing hands?
Yeah, it's a couple of nightclub promoters who have been involved in the movie business, Eli Samaha and Don Kirshner, buying the Chinese theater from Paramount and Warner Brothers, or Time Warner and Viacom. And there's a rumor, apparently, that they're thinking about making it into a nightclub instead of a movie theater. And I think they're just floating that idea. I don't think they'd actually go through with that. The blowback would be enormous, but it would also kind of turn off maybe families from wanting to come there. So it's been through a lot of changes over the years. If I can tell a quick story, the guy who created the Chinese theater, who built it, he was a real character. His name was Sid Grauman, and he was one of the biggest practical jokers in Hollywood. And he didn't just do your normal practical jokes like Sandra Bullock likes to put hamburger meat in her fellow actors' sodas, or George Clooney, making a roommate think that his cat was sick, and going to elaborate means to do it. Sid Grauman would do these unbelievable bombastic things. And there was one time he found out that a friend of his, Ernst Lubitsch, had to fly on an airplane from L.A. to Santa Barbara. And, you know, 1930s, airplane flying a bit more terrifying than it is now. So Grauman arranged for a couple of stuntmen to ride in the cockpit with the pilots. And these stuntmen were dressed up like airplane pilots. And everybody on the plane knew about the joke except for Ernst Lubitsch. So they were saying things like, Ernst, look out the window. Look at those beautiful jagged rocks below. And he said, no, thank you. And he lit a big cigar to calm his nerves. So the two phonies, they came out of the cockpit into the cabin. Mr. Lubitsch, we have terrible news. Everyone, the plane is running out of gas. And they actually jumped out with parachutes.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, that's a one-of-a-kind story.
Yeah, luckily Ernst Lubitsch recovered from the mild heart attack after swallowing the cigar and fainting. So,
yeah.
You know, but that's the type of thing Sid Grauman used to do. He was a real show business guy, bigger than life, and he did come up with the idea of putting in the handprints and footprints. And originally it was just going to be a few stars that got that, but now it's over 200. Sid was convinced by the heads of the film studios, like Louis B. Mayer, Samuel Goldwyn, to continue to put in the handprints and footprints when their stars were having premieres at Sid's theater. And even though Sid passed on in 1950, it goes on today. And it's very interesting how, like you said, people really want to do that. It's part of, I don't know, it's like visiting Mecca. You know, when you come to Los Angeles, it's going around and seeing the handprints and the footprints and seeing the names. And, you know, it's a bit of history and a bit of excitement for people.
Oh, I agree. I remember going by Tony Curtis's. I remember looking to see who was near who and kind of the positioning of where it was. Was there a pecking order? And, you know, I wonder who, and you may know this, Stephen, I don't know. Who was the first person? I don't know who the first person was that did that.
It was Mary Pickford back in 1927, the silent film star Mary Pickford. And there were like seven different stories as to how that happened. Somebody, either Mary Pickford or Sid Grauman, probably accidentally stepped into wet cement when the theater was under construction. And that's what gave him Grauman the idea to do it. They had photographers, and Douglas Fairbanks was by her side, on the day she got the handprints and footprints. And then after that, it became more of a movie-related thing when people were premiering movies. See, initially it was just to get publicity for the theater, but then it became associated with movies. And just for example, Marilyn Monroe got her handprints and footprints in 1953 to promote the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And she had been coming to the Chinese theater for years. As a little girl, she used to compare her hands and feet to that of her idols, Jean Harlow. So she was thrilled by getting the handprints and footprints, and she was standing out there with her co-star Jane Russell, and there was a big crowd, and she was blowing kisses, and she noticed something, and she said to Jane Russell, "Hey, look, Janie, not everybody puts their hands and feet in the wet cement. You got Jimmy Durante's nose, Monty Woolley's beard. You know, Janie, I think we should put in the body parts we're going to be most remembered for." And she actually held up the ceremony and called over the Chinese theater officials and suggested that Jane Russell lean her upper body into the wet cement, and Marilyn actually wanted to sit in it. And the Chinese theater officials said no, so, you know, unfortunately for the photographers that day, they had to settle for their hands and feet.
Oh, but that would have been funny to see that picture, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she was, Marilyn Monroe was always trying to push the envelope and always making arguments that, being a little more sexy was a way to get people away from their television sets, which was a big concern back in the 50s.
Sure. Let's take from the Chinese theater and the excitement of that and what a draw it is. Like you called it Mecca. I think it is Mecca. In the meantime, the big story, as you know, Steve, in the last couple of days has been the death of Bin Laden, and I really haven't talked about this, but what have you seen on the left coast as far as Hollywood's reaction?
You know, it's very interesting what's going to happen with that. In the short term, you've got, well, I guess he's not particularly on the West Coast. But as far as Hollywood goes, you got people like Oprah Winfrey upset that was not incorporated in her interview with President Obama, that she, you know, doesn't have any of that, and her interview already seems dated. In the little longer term, as far as movies go, the big project was by the director of The Hurt Locker, Kathryn Bigelow, who was going to do a movie, or at least she's reportedly going to do a movie called Kill Bin Laden. She hasn't confirmed whether she's doing it or not, but it's based on the Tora Bora raid back in 2001, where obviously, they didn't get him. So now she's leaking out that they will incorporate the new material, the 10 years later, the result of this latest raid in Pakistan, as part of the movie. There's all sorts of questions about it. On the one hand, it's now a story, of course, that can make people feel good if they go see the movie. On the other hand, some people are worried that now that we know we got him, is there a lack of suspense, and will that keep people away from the movie? There's also a real interesting development, or possible development, is either there's going to be a movie version of 24, so there's speculation, and it's only speculation, that maybe Jack Bauer will go after Osama bin Laden. A lot of the fans want that. Also, there's a slightly less rumor going on that Stallone might go after him in the Expendables sequel. So there's a lot of people who believe, that to really make this movie big, you have to have an identifiable hero, somebody that could, get the audience really excited. And so I think Jack Bauer would be the really good, unique choice. If they decide to go that way, but who knows where the filmmakers are going and what direction. But it's definitely going to be more movies about Navy SEALs and special ops, and people will definitely be looking into that. The only thing that I wonder about personally is, back during World War II, when they made all those fantastic movies, while the war was going on, you didn't have the 24 news cycle that you have now. I mean, most people didn't have television. And for me, movies are more of an escape rather than trying to relive today's headlines.
Sure.
And so for me personally, I don't think that would be my first choice to spend a movie ticket. But, Hollywood is going to react to what's going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's all about escapism. I don't want to relive what's going on. I want to escape from what's going on, for sure. Stephen Shohead, the book is called Hollywood Stories, Short, Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. I mean, this is just a treasure trove of fabulous stuff. You can tell when you listen to Stephen, he knows what he's talking about, and he has great stories to tell. We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, you got it, Kate. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We enjoy it. It's fun. Like, he was talking there about the Chinese theater, and then we segged into bin Laden and how that would play out maybe in 24. But I was thinking about the Chinese theater thing and the hands and the cement and what that means and how identifiable it is to Los Angeles. You know, you look at the United States of America and the uniqueness of it, and the symbols in the different regions and what they mean. In Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell. And I really think in L.A., the Chinese theater is a big symbol, and that's why so many people go there, because it's Hollywood. Besides the Hollywood sign, which you really see from the road, you can't go up next to it and take photographs, but you can go down to the theater and take photographs with your hands, actually in the stars' hands. I think that's part of it. Coming up next, sports shorts.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In just a few weeks, the National Basketball Association will crown a 64th champion. More on the biggest league in hoops next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Officially, the league's inaugural season rolled out in 1946 with 17 teams. Some played in large arenas, others in small gyms. By the early 50s, the league actually contracted to 8 teams, the Knicks, Boston Celts, and the Lakers, who were in Minnesota. The Celts from the 58-59 season won 8 straight and have won 17 in their history, while the Lakers so far have racked up 16, including back-to-back titles in 2009-2010. In the 80s, the NBA added a 3-point field goal to break open the game. Every era has had its superstars, and the 80s produced the Lakers' Magic Johnson and the Celts' Larry Bird. Johnson led his team to 5 titles. Bird and Boston had 3. The 90s were about the Bulls and Michael Jordan, arguably the best NBA player of all time. Jordan helped Chicago win 6 titles in 8 years. While the superstars change, one thing hasn't: the popularity of the NBA, now with 30 teams and looking to expand. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Picking up on the sports theme here on America Tonight, how about this? A no-no thrown in Major League Baseball. The Twins' Francisco Liriano threw a no-hitter. Boy, he took a lot of pitches, too. 123. I always think it's, and some people might disagree with me, but I always think it's so exciting to see a piece of history. Whether you go to the ballpark and somebody hits for the cycle, meaning, you know, the single, the double, the triple, the home run, and you're there, or if they throw a no-hitter, especially a no-hitter. I mean, the place is electric when you go into those later innings, and people start to get excited when you're carrying it through the seventh, and that's exactly what happened. And, boy, it was a cold night in Chicago. And a 1-0 Twins win over the White Sox. Lariana described it as a crazy, crazy night. The Twins have been struggling, and he certainly has been struggling. He saved his gig, basically, in the rotation. He had a 1-4, got a 1-4 start now. His ERA coming into the matchup was 9-point-something. I mean, 9.20 almost. It was crazy. He said he just tried to think positively. Well, naturally, at the mothership, we have a huge Twins fan, Matt Johnson. And, Matt, you are aware of what was going on with the team and Mariana and how he was really going to get bounced from the starting rotation. What an exciting night. And here he goes out and he throws a no-hitter.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was watching mainly the hockey game, and I happened to switch over to Twins game just for a second, and I was like, wow, he's got a no-hitter going. I had to check it a couple times to make sure. Ended up texting a couple of my buddies, and they had no idea either because we've lost 6 games in a row, and we're really bad. It's hard to watch our team right now because it's like half our team's out, and it was just we needed a pick-me-up so bad.
And what a pick-me-up that turned out to be. He said he walked 6. He struck out 2 in his first complete game in the 95 major league starts. He's a left-hander, which everybody loves to have the left-handers in the rotation. And he actually has been around since 2005. This is certainly a career highlight because he's in Cooperstown now no matter what. The no-no balls go into the Hall of Fame. This is a huge moment for him.
And we actually have the end of the game in some of his comments.
All right, let's hear that. Let's roll that.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter over the Chicago White Sox as Adam Dunn lines out to shortstop Tolbert. And Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-no here at U.S. Cellular Field on this very cold Tuesday night in Chicago.
It's been, you know, I feel so nervous and so happy right now. You know, I just can't play my feeling right now. I didn't know what was going to no-hitter today, you know, because I walked with so many guys, so I didn't know what was going to no-hitter. So I wasn't thinking about it at all. Just use the ball side to play, you know, not trying to do too much. Just use the ball side to play, you know, one pitch at a time and one hitter at a time.
All right, pretty exciting, you can tell. So a no-hitter for Lariano.
Did you get all that from him?
Yeah. It's pretty notable.
You can tell he was a little nervous.
Yeah. Good for him. And now he'll live to pitch another day in that rotation. It always makes big news, whether you're a sports fan or not, the fact that you no-hit a team. So Lariano, first guy to do it this season, maybe the only guy, who knows. And it's a 1-0 win for the Twins over the White Sox. That no-hit ball goes into the Hall of Fame, like I mentioned. I said on the show that we're starting this new thing called Brushes with Fame. Let me explain this. You send me your brush with fame. I mean, it could be anything. That you walk down the street and recognized, I don't know, Evander Holyfield. I'll use a sports person. And you went running up to him. And you ended up having a nice conversation with him because you were really going to get an autograph. And then he started to show you some of his moves and what he did inside the ring. And what he did when Mike Tyson bit his ear. Oh, he cowered. He didn't really cower. He actually was bleeding. Or anything. Maybe you waited on somebody who's famous. Could be from the world of politics, business, anything. Doesn't have to be a sports person. Certainly not. It could be someone from all kinds of different walks of life, just somebody who's famous, Brushes with Fame. And each and every week through June, we'll be giving away an Evel Knievel book. The High-Flying Life of Evel Knievel, American Showman, Daredevil, and Legend. If you go to americatonight.net, I'm actually holding the book up. Now, here's the really cool thing with the Brushes of Fame, and we've got a couple we're going to read out loud, and I'm going to let Matt decide if who actually gets the book this time around, and we'll do it each and every week. But this is radio, so I'm going to describe it to everybody who can't see it, and I'll post it on the website. I have a leather jacket that has the USA on the sleeves and an American flag on the back of it. It's a medium, but it's a pretty big, decent-sized coat. If it doesn't fit you bigger guys, then give it to your girlfriend. But it's a full-on leather jacket. It's the grand prize. So at the end, we will pull one of the names. If you're with the Brushes of Fame, we'll pull somebody from that, and you may end up being the winner. In other words, we'll just put the names in a giant hat, and it could be randomly anybody.
You know what? For those who can't see the coat right now, and if you're a fan of the Deadliest Catch show, it looks exactly like the coat that Captain Jonathan Hillstrand wears from the Time Bandit.
All right, cool description.
Anybody out there that can recognize it.
I like that description. It is like that. It's really nice, and the inside's it's great. I mean, who knows what the value is. It's a beauty. They sent it to me. It's USA leather. USA, baby. USA. USA. How apropos for Evel Knievel and for what's been going on lately. So we do have a couple of brushes quickly to read to you. All right, this one is for Aaron. Hi, Kate. I heard you say something about Brush with Fame. I hope I'm doing this right, but I'm going to tell you my Brush with Fame. It's actually a pretty good one. Roger Clemens, I know he's not the favorite guy now, but when he was pitching for the Yankees, I was out at the ballpark, and he came over. I was with my friends, and he came over, and he had a conversation with us. He just threw a ball over. It was very unusual, I think, for Roger. That is unusual from what I know from Roger, because usually, I guess it wasn't his pitching day, but to come out and just have a chat, he must have been in a great mood. And it made our day. It made our season. That year, the Yankees didn't go or didn't win the championship, but he won me over big time. All right, so that's a pretty good one. Roger Clemens, who usually doesn't just talk to fans before a game, but he must not have been pitching, decided to saunter over, has a conversation. That's good. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. Imagine that. Brush with Fame, I got a good one for you. President Bush, the second one. Out at his Crawford Ranch, came in to town. I happened to be in the same restaurant. He spent a short amount of time signing autographs for people. We chit-chatted about some Major League Baseball. He took a photograph. There were Secret Service men all over him, but it was really, really cool. All right, Bush and Clemens. Matt, what do you think? Pretty good ones for Brushes with Fame, right?
Those are some pretty top-notch individuals.
That's right. Politics and sports. They both go into the hopper. Who knows? They may win the coat at the end of June. You could win, too. Remember, Brushes with Fame, AmericaTonight.net.